I'm sure most of you recognize the beautiful Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. It's from a suite called the Suite Bergamasque, and it's on the program for Sunday at 2 o'clock, featuring piano master Yefim Bronfman. And as I mentioned before, I'm talking now with Pierre van der Vesthazen, the executive director of the Gilmore Keyboard Festival, and we are going to share some more details about Mr. Bronfman's performance. Glad to have you back on Classical WMUK, Pierre.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
I have a memory, a strong, vivid memory of Mr. Bronfman. In 2016, he performed in Chenery Auditorium for the Gilmore. And his repertoire were the three war sonatas of Sergei Prokofiev. I found that almost so I knew going in, this was a pianist who had broken a bone playing piano in the past. And I knew that this was really intense music, and it very much was. I still can feel that sense of like, this is, I'm being steamrolled with sound here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's one reason I was very interested in what he was going to play on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was so happy when he presented, you know, Beethoven as an option for us, not only because of the Beethoven here, but one of the sonatas, the Appassionata, it gave us another opportunity. We just heard Pierre-Laurent Aimar last month playing the Appassionata, a Frenchman's take on this. And as you say, you know, Bronfman, it will be a completely different take on the Appassionata, and coming from a different energy. And I love that opportunity to hear great pianists, you know, one after another playing the same work. It gives you a great perspective on what each of these artists bring in terms of their creativity to these masterworks. But you're right, the first time I heard Bronfman, my wife and I were students in Cincinnati, and he played the Prokofiev second piano concerto with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. And I just remember after the second movement, which is this just whirlwind of a piece, breathtaking of movement, the entire audience just jumped up on their feet. And, you know, there was two more movements to go. Anyway, they jumped up on their feet, and he just sat there and he said, all right, settle down, two more to go. he is just, you know, he's a powerhouse. And he can do it all, and it's wonderful to see him do these pieces and bring all of that energy, that fire, bring it to Beethoven, especially in the Opus 10 number 3 that we're going to hear, and the Appassionata, which really calls for that. They call for that kind of fire and passion
for such a formidable pianist, a powerhouse, as you say. He's terribly popular among his peers. He's known as Fima, and he's devoted many, when I'm looking at his discography, for example, at least half is chamber recordings. He likes to be with friends and play on stage as well.
He does. And one of his great friends is Manny Axe, Emmanuel Axe, and they do a lot of duo piano playing as well. And again, it's such a personal connection for me because my wife and I we play duo piano, and we have followed them literally all over. Whenever they play a concert, we try to catch it. And one year we drove from Cincinnati all the way to Ann Arbor to hear the two of them play works by Brahms for two pianos. And again, just, you know, there's the joy in his music making. And you're right. I mean, he's such a sweet, humble person off stage. It's not hard to see why he's so loved among his friends.
You are presenting Yefim Bronfman in an online live concert at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be Sunday at 2 p.m. And right now is the time to sign up for your ticket. And you'll receive an email with a link before showtime, well before showtime. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. So this is, you know, all of our concerts so far, everything has been live stream. So the, you know, it happens in real time. Whereas this is one, just because of we're in a very interesting year mm-hmm. because of the pandemic, where FEMA had to go in New York City at Steinway Hall, and he pre-recorded this program for us, and we are incredibly grateful to Steinway Hall, and it's such a beautiful space. And so he made use of this Spirio Steinway, which is an incredible new technology that Steinway has developed. And he's playing a New York Steinway. It's a concert grand piano, but the recording technology is built into the piano. So when you watch the performance, you won't actually see any microphones because the piano itself acts as a recording device, and which allows for impeccable sound and really wonderful things that they can do with making it feel like you're in a concert hall. So, and then all of the cameras were remote control. So, you know, there's nobody, so it's very safe. There's nobody in the space with him. It's just him in the space. And he didn't have to wear a mask because of that. So it's just beautifully done.
Well, that's a little behind the scenes magic happening, I must say.
Yeah. You know, lots that goes into preparing for something like this. And actually, for those who want to see, you know, we'll release a little 3-minute preview of it later today on our YouTube channel for those who want to see what this is all about.
Oh, well, if we're talking about ways to learn about the concert before the concert, there's also a wonderful conversation between you and Zaid Pixley, the music historian that we've Kalamazoo relies on for a few decades now. And that really covered a lot of Beethoven's music. You're looking at both the Opus 10, number 3, and Opus 57, the Appassionata, and what was going on in Beethoven's life at the time. A great source. I recommend people have a look at that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Zaid is a wonderful resource and such a brilliant mind and great researcher. And she does, she writes our program notes for us as well. And the program is also available with all of her notes on our website. You can find it, the PDF link to it on our website, and download it and read at your leisure.
I do think there's value in going in cold and just experiencing it without any setup, but the older I get, the more I do like getting a little context or a lot before I go to the concert. You can get a lot out of it both ways. FEMA or Efim Bronfman will appear at 2:00 Sunday in a concert release from the Gilmore Keyboard Festival playing Beethoven and Debussy. That was my teaser today, the beautiful Claire de Lune. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on in the rest of this suite.
So this is the suite. Claire de Lune is part of the suite Bergamasque, and there's several other movements. And, you know, there's French poetry in there. There's this whole symbolism. Debussy was very much taken by Verlaine and the poetry and his poetry. And so he's trying to evoke that imagery from the poetry there. And yeah, I mean, it's an incredibly popular suite. And anybody, you know, the minute you hear it, you'll know what I mean. I'm sure everybody has heard any one of those pieces in that suite at some point in their life. And many students play it or attempt to play it.
Everyone wants to play that one. Yeah,
exactly, especially the Claire de Lune, which, you know, it sounds so familiar, and it sounds so, when a master does it like FEMA, it sounds almost easy, but really once you get into it, it's very tricky, it's very thorny. And with Debussy's music, which is so completely different from Beethoven, as Zayd and I talk about as well, you have to be sort of removed from it, almost like looking through a sort of a colored glass panel through this music. And you can't really get that emotionally involved, because it's more evoking the emotion than actually being in the emotion. Whereas Beethoven is completely the polar opposite of that. You have to totally commit to that emotion as a pianist to make it work.
Oh, that's fascinating. You have to add some distance for Debussy and no distance for Beethoven.
Exactly. And the way Debussy uses chords, he just colors a specific tone.
Yes.
And whereas with Beethoven, you know, these chords are very, it's part of his semantics. So it's a different, very different context.
I uncovered a little tidbit about Yefim Bronfman and Beethoven. I think you're going to love this, Pierre. He grew up, he was a young boy in Tashkent, Uzbekistan, and may still be Uzbekistan's most famous person. But he was watching television as a boy in 1970, and they broadcast a performance of Beethoven's Triple Concerto with Sviatoslav Richter, David Oistrakh, and Mstislav Rostropovich, with the Moscow Philharmonic Kirill Kondrashin conducting. And that, for him, was truly formative. And it was a Beethoven experience.
Wow. I think that would be for anybody. I mean, what an incredible combination.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, he has had just a fascinating history. And, you know, what's nice about YouTube, if you start digging, I uncovered him as a young boy having a master class on Beethoven, and I think he's like 10 or 12 years old, and you can already tell who this is going to be, you know, and then what's going to develop here. And it's no surprise watching that and seeing who he has become and the stature that he has developed around the world. You know, I keep going back and forth. You know, I've heard him several times with concerto and in chamber music. But it's, you know, I was looking forward to him coming in person, because I've actually never heard him in person just doing completely solo repertoire, because he doesn't do that often. It's mostly chamber music, as you mentioned, and concertos. And so, and actually, I think this is the only time that he's doing a full solo live stream recital in this season for all of this virtual stuff that he's doing, virtual concerts. So, again, a rare opportunity, nice opportunity to hear Fima in this setting.
Well, I feel especially lucky having seen him perform the Prokofiev War Sonatas as well, and then to hear a Beethoven recital with this Suite Bergamasque by Debussy. I just want to see what Bronfman will do with this repertoire.
Yeah.
Bronfman moved from Uzbekistan to Israel in 1973, still quite young, and then became a U.S. citizen in 1989. And another tidbit, he is a fan of the Borat movies and the Coen brothers, a wonderful sense of humor. I wonder if we could kind of talk a little bit more about how he really is about so trusted. He is an orchestra's best friend when you book him to perform a concerto. He never misses.
Yeah. Right. Well, and he's extremely popular with the Cleveland Orchestra, where prior to coming here, you know, I was lived in Cleveland for a number of years, and we had the opportunity to hear him. And you're right. I mean, he delivers every single time, and it's a rare pianist who can get on stage night after night and just deliver first-rate performances, because, you know, usually with orchestras at this level, there's a Thursday night, a Friday night, sometimes a Friday matinee in the morning, then a Saturday and a Sunday afternoon. And that's I mean, that's incredible to think of that. And then he goes on to the next orchestra the next week. And that kind of schedule, that stamina is admirable. But I have a little tidbit, too. We were at a house party, a house event, and where Fimo was present prior to his performance with the orchestra. And the hostess of the evening hadn't met him yet, you know. And she, you know, he was helping himself at the buffet table, and he sat down to eat, and she sat down next to him and she said, oh, and who are you, and what are you in town for? And he just very dryly said, oh, you know, I'm here to play a little piano, and, you know, just hang out in his humble way. So I just love that.
He is humble. He's compared himself to looking more like a piano mover than the piano concert soloist. This is great fun. I'm going to put you on the spot here at the end to tell us about, I mean, you've already looked into the other pieces on the program, but I'm going to surprise the Petrushka solo piano, the three movements from Petrushka by Igor Stravinsky. I'm sure you're very familiar with it. What are some of the things that we will hear as Mr. Bronfman performs this in a CD recording I have?
Well, I'm glad you have that and that you are playing that. And Stravinsky Petrushka, you know, in my time in Cleveland, this is one of those competition war horses, you know, that every young pianist wants to attempt because it simply has been hailed as probably the most difficult and intricate piece written for piano. This is from the ballet Petrushka that Stravinsky had done, written, and then had made an arrangement for solo piano. And as you can imagine, you have the entire orchestra that you have to represent at one solo instrument and the keyboard. So there's incredibly intricate textures going on, lots of different things between the hands, voices flowing between the hands, and trying to imitate all the different instruments in the orchestra. Mm-hmm. It's like, how can I explain it? It's like trying to do 100 things at the same time and making it feel effortless, you know, and it's very exciting and very virtuosic.
In a pianist who can't quite handle the piece, you'll hear a lot of smears and sort of a lot of fakey kind of stuff. When it's a true master like Mr. Bronfman, everything is perfectly clear.
Crystal clear.
Wonderful.
I love that recording.
Well, thank you, Pierre, so much. Let's remind listeners again how they can access this piano master recital on Sunday.
Sure. You can go to our website at thegilmore.org and you just click on our 2021 virtual season and you'll find FEMA's concert listed there. And when you click on the link, it goes to the Anywhere Seat ticketing page. And it's a pay what you can system. And we just hope that everybody takes the opportunity to join us on Sunday at 2 p.m.
In the new year, what are you looking forward to?
Well, we'll have there's actually a special announcement that we'll have next week. So stay tuned. We have a special concert that we're lining up. But then right in the new year, on January 3rd, we have another exciting live stream with Emmett Cohen, the Emmett Cohen Jazz Trio. He is a festival favorite, and he was supposed to be here at the 2020 festival, but I'm thrilled that we'll have him here. And this will be live from the Wellspring Theater downtown.
Outstanding.
So, yeah, okay. Great way to ring in the new year.
Well, I look forward to that special announcement next week.
Yeah,
and the Gilmore.org is where to find all of this information, many clicks and ways to prepare for concerts, special talks with Zaid Pixley and more. Thank you very much today. And let's hear this wonderful Stravinsky Petrushka music with Yefim Bronfman at the piano. Thanks, Pierre.
Thank you, Carol.